If you're a creator, YouTube giveth and it taketh away, and it says it's trying to give more. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. YouTube had a bad year. One of its biggest stars, Logan Paul, filmed the body of a suicide victim. Advertisers and parents panicked and some boycotted over inappropriate content. In April, a YouTube creator shot three people at the company's San Bruno headquarters. She was reportedly upset about making less money on the site. And competition is growing. Facebook is building a system to connect influencers with brands, and Instagram launched new video tools on Wednesday. On Thursday at VidCon, a huge gathering of online creators and their fans in Southern California, YouTube announced new ways for its creators to make money: channel subscriptions, merchandise options, and ways to connect with potential advertisers. Neil Mohan is chief product officer at YouTube. He made the presentation. I asked him if these new money-making options are a response to creators being unhappy.
You know, what I would say is the vast majority of creators on our platform are looking to do the right thing for their audience, looking to grow. Lots of creators are having success with our core monetization offering, which is advertising. The number of creators earning five figures on our platform a year is up 35% year on year. The number of creators earning six figures on our platform is up 40% year on year. So our advertising business continues to pay dividend for our creators. This is really about giving them alternative ways to generate revenue in this new amazing economy that exists on YouTube.
When advertising is the metric, for example, and clicks are the metric, you know, you start to inevitably drift toward a culture, I think, of ever-increasing stunts. That's been one of the criticisms of sort of the ad-based model. How much of this is also about trying to encourage, you know, a post-Logan Paul content mindset, just better content?
You know, one of the reasons why, you know, I work at YouTube, where I know a lot of people work at YouTube, is because the story of these creators, the vast majority of them, is incredibly inspiring. And I think, you know, sometimes people lose sight of the fact that there's an enormous amount of good that's being done via these creators who produce phenomenal content. So our job at YouTube, one of my jobs, is to make sure that bad actors or impersonators or other people who would take advantage of an open platform like YouTube are dealt with in a way that the creators that are looking to do good can grow and continue to thrive. That's really the objective of everything that we try to do in terms of the products that we ship and the way that we think about sort of our community guidelines on our platform.
I mean, it must be really hard. Like, I wonder about the sense of responsibility that you feel sometimes, because clearly monetization and algorithms, those are bloodless words and they're business for you, but they're obviously very personal for these creators, even, you know, as horrible it is as it is. When there was a shooting at the YouTube offices, there were reports that that shooter had been upset about monetization. Like, I just wonder, how hard is it to balance this kind of responsibility for the fact that so many of these people put all their hopes and dreams into this one platform?
Yeah, I mean, it is, I think that there is a real responsibility, and the responsibility is about making sure that we can create an ecosystem that really works well from all aspects of the community, so that our creators can continue to grow and thrive, that they can build careers and predictable futures on our platform. We take that very seriously. Of course, we take extremely seriously making sure that our users are safe on the platform, that we have community guidelines where, you know, content, for example, that promotes, you know, violence, etc., is off the platform. And then finally, we have a responsibility to our advertisers and brands that support the creation of this great content. And you're right, sometimes, you know, the trade-offs on these things can be difficult trade-offs, but what our goal is to continue to focus on the long term so that the ecosystem can continue to thrive, because if that happens, users, creators, advertisers all benefit.
You know, this was sort of, YouTube and online video have been really democratic, right? It's an open platform, like you say. But obviously, as, for example, VidCon gets bought by Viacom and these stars go on to make real money, you can imagine that the funnel must be narrowing. And even some of these tools like Super Chat, it are, you know, can privilege fan voices with money over others. How do you see this kind of evolution of what has been such a democratic platform into, you know, a real moneymaker, which always changes the game?
Yeah, I mean, I think that from our perspective, it's really about a few things, making sure that, you know, our platform remains open, but also adheres to these principles, community guidelines that I talked about, so that new creators can come onto the platform on a daily, weekly, monthly basis and find an audience, share what they have to share with the world. And what's amazing about, you know, platforms like YouTube is we have creators that have viewerships larger than many cable channels, have followings bigger than, you know, the populations of some countries. And every day there's new creators that are emerging that hit different thresholds in terms of subscribers or views or engagement on our platform. And so as long as that's continuing to happen, we're happy. And I think, you know, one of the things that's been amazing about online video is that it used to be that online video stars aspired to, after online video, sort of make it big on TV. And now what we're seeing is that not just online video stars, but what we would call traditional celebrities are aspiring to make it big in online video. And so as long as we can continue to do the right things to grow that overall ecosystem, that overall economy that exists on YouTube, I think we're going to be creating opportunities not just for the stars of today, but the stars that are going to be emerging and the stars of tomorrow.
Although, to be fair, most don't, right? Like, most don't make it big, much like most actors don't make it to blockbuster movies. You know, when you announce the monetization changes, for example, 90% of creators earn less than $250 a month. Like, do you feel like people need to recognize that? Like, my 11-year-old needs to know that him to Liza Koshy is still a really long road.
Yeah, I think the way that I would think about it is, again, this is all relative, right? It used to be a world where, in order to quote unquote make it big, you had to go through a gatekeeper that was maybe two or three people or entities. And now anyone with a creative idea can at least give it a shot, put their voice out there. And I think that's in contrast to what existed before the emergence of a platform like YouTube.
Neil Mohan is the Chief Product Officer at YouTube. Here at Marketplace Tech, we're starting a deep dive into the creator economy, the platforms, the monetization, the stars, and the middlemen. On Monday, we'll have more from VidCon with the CEO of that conference. And we'd like to know what you think. What's happening in the creator economy? And if you are a creator, what are you doing? What are you most worried about? What do you think about YouTube versus everyone else? Email us at mptech@marketplace.org. Stephanie Hughes is the producer of Marketplace Tech. Eve Tro is our senior producer and is on the ground at VidCon this weekend. Dan Powell is our engineer. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM. We're all about making people smarter, as you know, about the financial forces that govern our lives through solid reporting, interesting stories, and the kinds of conversations we get to have on programs like this one.
It's important work that we are already doing, have been doing for a long time, and with your help, we will do even more of it for as little as $5 a month, $5. Become a Marketplace investor.
This is a great opportunity to be part of our efforts to raise the economic intelligence of people across the country and to make a real impact on people's lives and the decisions that they make.
So now's the time, gang. Go to marketplace.org and donate whatever amount is right for you to become a Marketplace investor. And thanks a lot.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.